For this Wednesday, January 17th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Revan reporting. The MSD of Mount Vernon School District will operate on a two-hour delay today due to the cold temperatures. A reminder that the cold temperatures in the tri-state can impact your home's plumbing. Experts say make sure your pipes are well insulated. You can put heating tape on them to keep them warm, or you can put insulated covers on your outdoor faucets to prevent freezing. Another way to avoid frozen pipes is to keep your faucets on a small drip to create a circulation of water and open your cabinets to let in heat from your home. Coming up this Saturday, the Posey County EMS will be hosting a car seat safety check and lead testing event at the New Harmony Fire Department at 400 Fairgrounds Road. This event will take place in a pull-through bay at the fire department. They will be checking car seats for safety issues and proper installation at no cost. Also, lead testing will be offered for kids to check for potential lead exposure. The lead testing is recommended by medical professionals at their 1 and 2 year checkups, but also is performed for kids up to 6 years of age in the case of missing tests at a younger age. If you have questions, contact 812-781-0330 for more information. Well, for you music lovers, Live Nation Concerts and Old National Events Plaza announced Three Dog Night will play in Evansville this spring. According to a release, fans can get tickets to the show starting this Friday, January 19th at 10 a.m. during presale. That show is set to take place at the Old National Events Plaza on Friday, May 31st at 8 o'clock p.m. Officials say tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or the Old National Events Plaza box office. Switching to sports news from last night, in local high school action, North Posey girls basketball lost at Princeton 47-37. The Vikings dropped to 8-12 on the season. They have just 3 games left in the regular season. North Posey's next game is Saturday afternoon at Tell City. Mount Vernon girls basketball got beat at Memorial 59-22. The Wildcats now sit at 2-18 on the year and have only 2 games remaining on their regular season schedule. They will play again on Saturday afternoon at home against Forest Park. The Mount Vernon wrestling team closed out the regular season in dominating fashion on senior night, beating Mount Carmel 72-6 to finish the season 25-6. Mount Vernon Wrestling will travel to Southridge on Saturday for the conference tournament, which starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. In men's college basketball from last night up at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, second-ranked Purdue cruised past Indiana 87-66. Zach Edey had 33 points and 14 rebounds. For the Boilermakers, for the Hoosiers, Trey Galloway poured in 17 points. Purdue is now 16-2 overall and 5-2 in the Big Ten, while IU slips to 12-6 and 4-3 in the Big Ten. Coming up tonight in men's college basketball, the Evansville Purple Aces are at home at Ford Center in downtown Evansville as they welcome the Valparaiso Beacons into town for a 7 o'clock tip-off. The Purple Aces are 10-7 on the year and 1-5 in the conference. UE will be trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. 8th-ranked Kentucky plays host to Mississippi State at 6 o'clock. The Cats are 12-3 and 2-1 in the SEC. The Louisville Cardinals are on the road to play 4th-ranked North Carolina at 8 o'clock. The Cards are 6-10 and 1-4 in the ACC. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, January 17th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.